All right. I don't think I even rolled. Once again, I'm fuck my. You know the thing that I've stopped doing, and we and I haven't heard anything about Candy Crush. Fucking. Do you remember that goddamn Candy Crush saga? Do you remember that goddamn fucking game? What the fuck were we doing? What was that? What? I was playing that goddamn thing every fucking day, you know, like every hour of every day, every spare piece of time I had. Now I look back on it, I can't believe it, you know? All right. Phew, man, is it a bloody hot motherfucker. You know what I haven't done? I'll just do this for the show. What have I not? That's not possible.
I'm a really diamond, and I'm shining bright, because I'm really great. They ask me if I'm real. I say, yeah. My daughter gonna love this bitch, yeah. All my diamonds shine, cause they really diamonds. That bitch is a lion, they be really trying. They ask me if I'm high. I say, really, really. Got money on my mind. I say, really, really. I look like I've been balling, cause I'm really balling. Songwriter and he could sing, bringing the money like raking the leaves. I was just trying to get paper to sneeze.
I'm just listening to it. Just I don't know what that is. I want to get some songs played that I haven't had one play yet. Not even so much as one. So I'm rolling. I'm lining these up tonight. Sorry if they're not songs that you like. The songs that I like. I like to listen to that kind of music. I guess it makes me kind of fucked up. But hey, you know. Notice that the people that'll say to me. You know, you're listening to that music because you want to pretend like you're young or you're hip, right? Well, the opposite of that is true of those people. The opposite of that is that they are frightened of being anything but of being seen as anything. You know, in other words, they're frightened of breaking out of their accepted and expected mold. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to be what people expect me to be. Now, they'll tell you, no, it's not what people expect me to be. It's what I expect me to be. And I don't buy that for 1 second. Not 1 second. Because if you are okay with who you are, you accept that about yourself. What do my decisions have to do with you? What does my making choices different from you? Why is that something you notice and have to engage in a very, very negative way about, you know, to the point where you're actually insulting somebody when you say to them, what do you think, you're trying to be young again? You know, it's a put down. So if you're angry like that, I read that, and correctly so, as being a level of discomfort that I am creating in them because they don't have the balls to break outside of what they are. They can only stay inside of where, you know, more over and over again, we see it in life. The person that steps outside of the mob, steps in front of the pack, and does something different. And I'm not talking about someone that's being destructive. I think most people would say, well, that guy's destructive. He's disrupting the order. But most of the time, you know, because we live in a country where disrupting the order, and I don't mean breaking the law. I'm talking about the order of thought, the order of personal expression, the order of art, you know, culture. You know, people that step outside of that order in our country, it's expected in America. That's what we mean about the individual, right? But it's funny how much we don't like individuals in this country. We hate individuals in America. We hate individualism. It is just, and I think in a lot of ways that's a healthy instinct. You probably are thinking that, well, that's bad. No, I think we celebrate the individual in America, but we know deep down celebrating the individual too much leads to narcissism. It leads to sociopathic behavior. It leads to not giving a shit about the greater good. And you have to give a shit. Without the greater, your individualism doesn't mean shit. You can't practice anything without the consent of the society you live in. So individualism is cool to a point, but it's also highly destructive when we need people to pull together and give a fuck about the larger unit, the larger tribe, especially when it's being threatened. And that's why America, a lot of times, will throw you a little bit. You know, when we're faced with a national emergency, we sort of run around like chickens with our head cut off for a few days, weeks, you know, because we're all a bunch of individuals. So suddenly we're reminded that we have this country. Oh, and we're reminded that we have this other thing that's going on. And I told you, I remember, you know, right after 9/11, this girl called the show. It was the day or the second or third day after 9/11. The country was freaked the fuck out. And this girl called up, and she was a very sort of typical American. I think she was a typical American. She was into her life. She was doing her shit. She never really gave a thought to this larger entity. And I think that made her very typical. You're not supposed to give a thought, you know, the way we got it laid out in this country, to the larger entity. You're supposed to be thinking about your thing. That's the great celebration of America. Whether it's a good idea or not, you know, I've already given you my sort of cursory view of that. But I remember her saying, I've been talking to my friends, and I saw what happened on TV. And she said, are we all right? Sure, her question was that. Are we all right? Are we okay? She was worried about the structure. It was like living in a house all your life and going from room to room and using the bathroom, using the living room, listening to the stereo, watching the TV, eating the food, going in, going out, going to sleep. And suddenly, you're never really aware of that structure over your head. You know, it's a nice place. You know, I got all kinds of space. I go here, I go there, I meet with my friends. But now she was wondering about the literal environment. Am I safe? And I wasn't angry at her. I'm not angry at her today. I don't put her down. I'm not putting her down now. You know, I'm not saying I'm better than her, smarter than her, wiser than her. I think she was living the life expected of her in America. That's what we want. We want our people to be that way. Almost to be clueless. Now, yeah, you know, I mean, it'd be more responsible. But I, you know, deliver me from these people that are so goddamn, you know, they got it all figured out. Because these motherfuckers are the ones that cause more fucking heartache. Because they always got a problem. They always got some fucking problem. They don't like this. They don't like that. The president ain't good enough. The Congress ain't good enough. The laws aren't good enough. Their fucking dick isn't big enough. Their guns, they don't have enough fucking guns. They have too few guns. Whatever, you know. Those people are a vexation, you know, like the man said. But anyway, what the hell is that? I'm looking at a freeze frame thing. This is very weird. They're freezing the pictures of the tennis players for each point they score, where they were. All right. Andy Murray. What is this? Is this the U.S. Open? No. This has got to be Wimbledon. This has got to be Wimbledon. Wimbledon's on, isn't it? Yeah, Wimbledon's on, man. This is early July. I think Wimbledon is almost over now, isn't it? Yeah, Wimbledon. All right, cool. Wimbledon, man. Very good, very good, very good. Patrick McEnroe is doing some of the commentary. Look at Patrick McEnroe. He's like, almost a spitting image of his brother, just a little bit younger. I was never really aware of Patrick McEnroe. You know, I was always John. And I gained so much respect for John McEnroe over the years. I remember when I thought he was like, I think a lot of people thought he was just some snarly little punk, screaming and yelling at the officials, rude to people, you know. Yeah, sure, he's competitive. And his dad was not a very easy man to deal with, because I used to call them on occasion, trying to get an interview with John when I was doing a sports show called The Competitors, and dealing with his father's. Yeah, yeah, his father was a fucking asshole. But over the years, I gained a lot of respect for John McEnroe. Here's a guy that would play on the Davis Cup team, and I'm telling you, this guy dropped everything to play for his country and, you know, to captain the team. He just did it. Charity, the same thing. This is a guy that would go anywhere, do anything for charity. He was really kind of a throwback athlete, an old school athlete, you know, a guy that believed in, you know, certain things. You did certain things. You played on the national team. You gave up your summer. You gave up the winter. You know, you went in and you pitched a little bit, man, you know, for nothing. You worked for free on occasion, you know, this kind of stuff. So I really got to like him a lot. And now I think I don't want to piss anybody off if you don't like him, but now I think he's a blast to listen to. He does his commentary for, he does a lot of tennis commentary, I think for NBC. I don't know who he's working for, but I think it's great. I think he's spot on with his stuff. So it's cool. What am I talking about, Ben? All right, let's take a look here. Do we have? Yes, we do. I think what I want to do is I want to get over here to the, put that on hold, do this. Let's go over to our news. And to do our news, we have to get over to the email, see what we got for our viral shit. And then I'm also going to want to check on what Twitter's been serving up today. A lot of fucking bullshit. I feel a little bit better about my tweeting. Not much, but a little better. Because I used to be so... I think my tweeting is just... I think I've actually gotten way better. And today I was trying to bring humor to it, man. I'm trying to bring humor to it. Here is an American here. 40 years after gold, Jenner comfortable in her own skin. So is this... it's 40 years. That's 1976? Yeah. 19... All right, turn that shit off. Well, let's see. You want to watch this? Sports Illustrated. Boom. This is the Caitlyn Jenner story.
You want to get the gold medal?
I don't want to see any hypermedical stuff.
Yes.
What's up?
What the heck, huh?
Have you ever seen one of those?
Wow.
Yeah.
In a really safe place.
I never take this thing out.
Is it for her vagina? I don't understand. Oh, that's the gold medal.
You know what it's good for? Show and tell. It was a big hit at show and tell with all the kids growing up.
They would take it to school?
Oh, could we take the medal?
You let them without going with them?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
All right, so there's the Bruce Jenner, 40 years. Let me see if I can get the story here. And we have some audio. Huh.
Be as good as I want it to be. And that's what that medal represents.
Really, her whole life is about that gold medal.
As he crossed the finish line,
you know, that's why she's on the...
Someone handed an American flag.
Gold medal, and that medal is the story. And because without it...
And he ran...
You know, the audio... The goddamned audiovisual, just the media on a lot of these sites is completely fucked. Look at this. They've got on this site, they have an audio file here. I think that's an audio file. Maybe it's a commercial, but that's an audio file there. And they also have a video file here, both of which play at the same time. Nothing mutes. Everything is just, you know, slopped over on top of everything else. Sounds like goddamn shit. And it sounds like fuck up that fuck up. Okay, here's another audio file here. Look, there's one there. I don't dare play this shit because I don't know what's, you know, if it'll ever. Good God, this is a long story. What the hell am I going to do with this? What am I going to do with this? This is nuts.
Phil. Phil, this is Bob Green. I think Caitlyn Jenner has done, as a woman, she's not a woman to me, but.
Bloody fucking thing, man. I'm telling you.
Excuse me. Valerie, come and see. Come and see.
I'm the same dwarf I used to be. Print. All right. So this will be a big, long print job here. Print it. Print it. All right. So there's that. Next story. This... Jack and Istanbul, 36. Did that happen today? I guess it happened this morning, didn't it? God almighty. It's been a long day, man. It's been a long motherfucking day. I woke up to this news. As a matter of fact, I think last night, I don't remember. I think I might have gone to bed to this news and woke up with this news. I don't think I've talked to you guys about it since, but it's... I can't use these stories, man, where I gotta subscribe to shit. You know, I can't fucking use this. Don't send me to a subscription site, dude. Don't do it, man, okay? All right. Wait a minute, man. Fuck. Just get a news. Suspect Islamic State was bombing kills 36. This is the one. I can use this story here. This is Reuters. Good old Reuters. You know, if you get a news site, people say, well, you believe in subscription services, Phil. You have a subscription service. Yes, I do. Absolutely, I have a subscription service. But let me ask you a question. My website is not a utility. And what do I mean by a utility? Something that it's a go-to site that you use as a service. It's comedy, but I don't call that necessarily a necessity of one's daily, one's daily travels in the grand media landscape. You know, I have a specialty site. It's a specialty entertainment site. News to me is a It's absolutely, you know, it depends upon how you report it. I mean, I go now to the Washington Post, the New York Times. These are my places. People call them too liberal. You know, I'm so goddamn sick and tired of what I've been in radio for, you know, four decades, and talk radio turned into such a conservative mouthpiece that maybe I've got to go someplace to listen to a liberal point of view. I can't believe some of these conservatives saying everything is goddamn liberal. What the fuck are you talking about, man? Every goddamn time I turn the fucking radio on, I got some motherfucking conservative. I'm looking at the Washington Post and the New York Times. These are respected news gathering operations, so I don't know what people are talking about. And, the goddamn Fox ignores the news to the point where, you know, they're constantly harping on fucking Hillary Clinton and will continue to harp on Hillary Clinton long after this goddamn Benghazi thing has gone south and has completely been put to bed. And that's the end of that. Even one of Trump's surrogates today on TV said, okay, it's over. God damn it. Let's move on. You lose, man, you know? And I'm beginning to smell in the whole Hillary Clinton thing. I'm starting to smell the same stink that was wafting through the air with Obama. And that is, it's another non-traditional presidential candidate. It's a woman instead of a black. And more we're moving away from the good, tried and true white man model. And, Donald Trump, don't think for a minute that motherfucker doesn't see that. Donald Trump recognizes that and plays that for all it's worth. And does it sound racist? Of course it does. Is Donald Trump a racist? Fuck if I know. I don't give a shit. I listen to what that motherfucker says. And what that motherfucker says is decidedly bigoted. Let's put it that way. And so anyway, all this goddamn shit about Hillary Clinton morning, fucking noon and night, they haven't goddamn proved anything. Some guy, you know what? If you want to go down Alex Jones Boulevard, we can do that. We can go all day long, man. We can go down, well, there was this, and then there was that, and there was that. At a certain point, you begin to leave the land of the living, and you're now off into fantasy world, man, and you're consumed by just taking down Hillary Clinton, connecting dots that don't exist. Somebody said once, how do you connect the dots when the whole page is black? How do you connect the dots when the whole page is black? And the whole page is black if you want it to be. You can make the whole goddamn thing look any way you want it to. What is this, man? Suspected Islamic State, okay. Get some fucking air on here before I goddamn die, man. What time is it? What time is it? 21 minutes? You're bullshitting me. Motherfucker. Boris Johnson's Brexit speech makes its way onto Pornhub. You knew that was going to happen. Well, maybe not. I didn't. So people are saying to me, well, you know, there are laws being made by a group of people there in Brussels, and it's not democratic. It's just all this bad shit. Okay. All right. I didn't know that you were living under such fucking tyranny. However, what I'm hearing from people really more than that is that there were a whole lot of reasons why people didn't like it, but most of it revolved around this idea of unlimited immigration. The one thing that it did not revolve around, that anybody knew anything about, was the economies of these different countries and how they might be affected. Now, I heard this guy, Farage, on TV, so let's stop all this talk. The pound has been in decline since July. I guess he means last July. Well, all right, but I mean, you just saw it drop 30 motherfucking percent in one day. Maybe it's been on decline, or it has been, it's not been very healthy. But the news that England was leaving the European Union just put another fucking knife into it. What the fuck is this, man? Oh, I already did this one, man. Finally disgruntled Taco Bell. This is good. Shoots up drive-thru window in employee's car. Fucking goddamn fast food stories are bizarre as shit. think, I don't think she owes her a living, but do you think Ivanka, is that her name?
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the great summer painting party.
Shut the fuck up. Do you think Ivanka Trump is employing her sister Tiffany? Is that her name? Tiffany Trump? Is that her name? I don't know. The daughter of Marla Maples. And Donald Trump's own personal Vietnam, as you know, was not getting a clap. Well, is he sure? He sounds like he's got the fucking clap right now. He sounds like it's gone into neurosyphilis on that motherfucker. Tell you what, Trump, you may not have been successful avoiding that shit. I'm not an expert, because I never had it. But I don't know. I think maybe you better get into the doctor, man. Get your blood tested or something. A goddamn bomb going off. These poor people, man, just being utterly... Now this Istanbul cop comes up. You saw this. Now he blows himself up. Did you see that? Here, I'll rewind. I don't know if you guys saw that or not. This is now the airport. Now a bomb's going to go off here. As these people are running, oh, look at that. The bomb goes off down there. Here comes, it might have been that guy that blew himself up. Here comes this guy. He's running there. You see him running. He falls down. His gun goes sliding. He's laying there. Here comes a cop. Oh, now it's going to cut to the blast there. I wish they'd show the whole goddamn thing. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Phil, this is a momentous day.
I think it is. Bob Green.
I think that Caitlyn Jenner should be commended for the... And I think this is the anniversary, the 40th anniversary of Caitlyn Jenner. Now, I thought it was going to be Bruce Jenner. I had no idea that we had wanted to host this as the 40th anniversary, which was the 1976 Montreal Olympics, Fraser Foods special Bruce Jenner, 40th anniversary of the gold medal. I had no idea that he was going to have the sex change operation. and we had a lot of these medals made up.
I don't think that.
So we had a lot of these medals. I had no idea, but now, as you know, Bruce Jenner is Caitlyn Jenner, and it's difficult. It's difficult for me to. I don't know what to think about it. So we've decided just to ignore the part that he's Caitlyn Jenner, and we'll go to the Bruce Jenner one. And then when we want to talk about Bruce Jenner as Caitlyn Jenner...
Maybe that's not such a good story. Maybe Brexit. What time is it? 30 minutes already? Fucking son of a bitch. Just have to hang, man. Daily audio. Yay.
And reshow traffic.
And then we need special effects, sound effects. What am I looking for here, man? Plane, and then we need the explosion, and then we need Jeff Dowder. 1 year ago, 2 years ago, Jeff Dowder. Etc. That's kind of a cute one. That was Jeff Dowder. Then we have Bud Dickman. Frank Gray. That's it. Steve Ozell. And then I'm going to get another character here. Get another character here, man. Let's see what you got here, buddy. I'm the same boy I used to be.
Well, Father James, of course, is filled. I'm thinking about Caitlin. I'm thinking about the past and Buddy Ryan.
Yeah.
Buddy Ryan.
Oh, I don't know, man. Shit. Bob Green, Caitlyn Jenner, Jeff Dowder, and Steve. Yeah, okay, we got it. What was I doing? Let's take a look at the time. 35 in, all right. We have, as far as I can tell, June BSP promo. We're ready to go, man. Testing 1-2. Dead in 1-2.
The world famous Phil Henry Show.
Baby metal, man, and give me chocolate. Here we go.